There's an innovative wrinkle in Wisconsin's ongoing experiment to create a self-sustaining flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. A family of cranes is living at the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge after two chicks in the family were born in captivity in Florida, and all the birds were flown here by jet. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach has more on the new approach that's taking place about an hour northwest of Milwaukee.
For nearly 20 years, scientists in Wisconsin have been trying to help the tallest flying bird in North America, the 5-foot-tall whooping crane. There has been some success. More than 100 whoopers now migrate between Wisconsin and southeastern states. Most of those birds were brought here as chicks and raised by humans wearing crane costumes and flying ultralight aircraft. But problems with getting those cranes to reproduce have led researchers in the last few years to try other rearing techniques. The latest one is on display at Horicon Marsh. The beeps come from a tiny transmitter on the leg of an adult male whooping crane nicknamed Grasshopper. Wildlife biologist Hillary Thompson, who's holding an antenna and receiver, can't see the bird. But given the strength of the signal, Thompson estimates he's probably about 300 yards away in an upland area at the eastern edge of the marsh. That makes Thompson happy.
Yeah, it's great. It means they're still here. He is in part of his old territory, which is good. He's moved around since last night, so we know he's still alive.
Thompson is with the Baraboo-based International Crane Foundation, one of the organizations in the public-private Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership. Thompson says in 2015, Grasshopper, the whooper, who had been released at Horicon, paired off with a more common sandhill crane.
Which we believe happened because he set up a territory and there weren't other whooping cranes here for him to breed with, so he decided to breed with a sandhill crane.
Scientists didn't want the hybrid chick that was hatched to be in the wild because of the risk that it would dilute the whooping crane population. Whoopers are already an endangered species due to widespread habitat loss and overhunting. So that chick is now in captivity. Meanwhile, the researchers could tell Grasshopper was interested in mating. So, Thompson says an innovative idea was hatched. At a private conservation facility in Florida, researchers paired the male with a female whooper nicknamed Hemlock.
We have never tried it with whooping cranes from the wild before, which is something that we thought might work because we have whooping cranes in captivity that we pair based on kind of, you know, their own behaviors or needs for the breeding population in captivity.
Thompson says it's okay but uncommon to mix wildlife biology with captive rearing.
This project is, back and forth between those two worlds all the time, and that's not really something that a lot of people do in wildlife science, I think.
The pairing has worked. 4 months ago, two crane chicks were hatched in Florida, and a couple weeks ago, all four birds were flown to Horicon. Wildlife refuge biologist Sadie Odell says the marsh's huge expanse of wetlands and large areas off limits to humans give the family a good chance of surviving. Odell says the biggest threat is from predators like coyotes and raccoons, so there are efforts to keep the cranes from harm.
It's pretty difficult. We do what we can to monitor them and hope that they're roosting in favorable habitat. If they're not, we've done some things to try to force them to be roosting in better habitat.
Those steps have included shooing cranes off a road and into a wetland. But even if predators don't harm the birds, there's no guarantee the crane family will bond enough to migrate south this fall. However, as Hillary Thompson tunes the receiver to the signal from another nearby transmitter, there is an encouraging sign.
So this frequency is for one of the chicks. This is actually the oldest chick, which is a female, and she has been hanging pretty tight to dad since we've released them.
That's good, Thompson says.
So that the male can show her around, show her how to find food in the wild and where the good areas are to forage.
Thompson and the other scientists will have a better idea in a month or two, when migration typically begins, if this new twist to the whooping crane experiment will pay off. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.